It's 8:30 and time for a local news update with Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. 51-year-old stagehand Nate Bird will be laid to rest today. His funeral scheduled at 1 p.m. at Calvary Tabernacle on Fletcher Avenue. Services for three of the other four victims of Saturday's State Fair stage collapse will be later this week. Our partners at Wish TV Channel 8 report Bird's family has retained attorney Tom Hastings.
When that was constructed outdoors, high winds are a known risk. I think it's important that the victims and their families have an expert who will be working for them.
Government and private investigators are going in to determine the structural integrity of the stage and weather conditions. Indiana First Lady Sherry Daniels is recalling her evening at the fair that night. She says a state trooper escorted her from the grandstand moments before the stage collapse, after both of them saw lightning from the approaching storm. Daniels learned not until 40 minutes later that one of her three daughters, who was also attending the fair, was not injured. Mrs. Daniels says she's not dwelling on what might have been done differently. When thunderstorms slammed New York Central Park before a highly anticipated Black Eyed Peas concert, officials there made the rare decision to call off the event. Tens of thousands of fans were livid, but safety experts praised the decision for bucking the industry's aversion to such last-minute cancellations. The multi-billion-dollar outdoor concert business has evolved from little more than shows under a canopied stage to productions featuring up to 20 tons of lighting and video equipment. And experts point to the Indiana State Fair's fatal stage collapse and several similar accidents as evidence of the need for more caution and regulation. The first meeting of the Purdue Presidential Search Committee has been held. Board of Trustees President Keith Kroc says the panel has an enormous responsibility.
The mission is clearly to find the next president. This is a big job here. I mean, we've got a $2 billion budget. We've got a $2 billion endowment. We've got 75,000 students. So this is a big job.
The search committee will seek input from stakeholders over the next couple of months, as well as accept nominations for the president's job. Members will come up with a top 10 list of candidates and will forward a short list of finalists to the Board of Trustees. The executive search firm, which helped Purdue hire Presidents Martin Gishke and Franz Cordova, also is helping around this time. Republican presidential candidate John Huntsman is coming to Indiana this month for a campaign stop. The former Utah governor and U.S. ambassador to China will stump in Indianapolis August 29th. Huntsman is the second candidate to accept party chairman Eric Holcomb's invitation to visit the state. Herman Cain campaigned in the state Monday. Indiana has historically been overlooked in presidential contests because of its late primary and Republican leanings. Freshman 8th District U.S. Representative Larry Bouchon will be challenged again in the Republican primary next year by Christy Risk, a Tea Party favorite last year who narrowly lost the nomination in an 8-person race. The Spencer stay-at-home mom announced her candidacy Wednesday. Risk says she's challenging Bouchon because she believes he's a placeholder, not a fighter, in Congress. An employer in Delaware County is planning to expand. Wayne Pratt has more. Inside Indiana Business.
Indiana Stampings in Muncie has announced plans this morning to add up to 75 jobs by 2013. Here's Inside Indiana Business reporter Andy Ober.
The expansion would more than double its current workforce. Indiana Stamping says it will invest nearly $7.3 million to lease and equip a 155,000-square-foot facility. It plans to begin hiring new toolmakers, press operators, material handlers, robotic welding operators, and administrative associates later this year. The state has offered the company more than $700,000 in performance-based tax credits and training grants based on the job creation plans. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
That Indiana Stampings expansion is the latest in a string of job announcements throughout the state in the past couple of days, including two significant moves by a couple of companies in Indianapolis. But Mayor Greg Ballard is not overly optimistic about robustly growing out of the slow national economy. He says that will be a drag on the city's economy as businesses are having trouble gauging the future, but does not believe the national problems will impact projects already underway in Indianapolis.
We're doing so much better than most cities across the nation because I think we've created that sort of climate. I mean, you look at everything that's going on between Wishart and IU Health and 16 Tech and Rebuild Indy and Cityway and so many other projects that are going on throughout the city. We are positioned very, very well for recovery. Those projects are all solid as far as I can see.
Ballard made the comments in an interview with Inside Indiana Business host Gary Dick, and that interview is on our website, InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Roche Diagnostics says it has gained U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval for a test to determine if melanoma patients are eligible for a specific treatment. The Indianapolis-based company says that therapy has also been approved by federal regulators to treat an inoperable form of the cancer. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at BioCrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
The head of the search firm helping Purdue University find a new president is expecting 50 to 60 active candidates from hundreds of nominations. Bill Funk with R. William Funk and Associates says that number will be pared down to around 5 for the university's Board of Trustees to consider in the spring. Funk outlined the process during yesterday's first meeting of the Purdue Presidential Search Committee. That committee is charged with finding a replacement for Franz Cordova, who is retiring next year. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather, partly sunny today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 90. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, high 88. And partly sunny for the weekend, slight chance of rain with a high Saturday, 88. Sunday's high, 86. Still mostly cloudy and 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Sharon. In sports, Purdue says quarterback Robert Marv is still eligible after being connected to improper...